Oh, my word. I have just been told by the master that the mistress is returning home after a 6-month stay in Edinburgh. She went there to support her sister, who had given birth to twins. However, the babies were thriving now, and her sister is managing well. I'm excited about her return, and I'm looking forward to the day when there will be another woman in the house to talk over the day-to-day duties. I love my job, and it pays well, but it can be a bit lonely at times. I'm thankful for the work, and it means I can send some money home to help my mum. But I do feel I have too much to do with all the washing, ironing and cleaning, not to mention the shopping. Now, the master has demanded that I clean the house from top to bottom for the mistress's return. I did ask if I could have some help, but he has refused. I do not know how I'll manage, and I will not be able to go home to see my mum on my day off. I'll be too busy. On top of that, he is going to stay with a friend and is attending the Newcastle races. Oh, I wish I could go. Joe the gardener has told me so much about the races. Lots of people picnicking and drinking and having a jolly time. People dressed in their Sunday best and ladies with lovely dresses and hats, not to mention the horse racing and betting. He tells me that there is a 50 guinea prize for the winning horse in the Northumberland Plate race. I can't imagine winning all that money. Anyway, good news. Joe has agreed to visit my mum and tell her I won't be home on my day off. I'll be far too busy. I'm so sad I cannot see mum, but at least she won't worry. The weather is lovely today, very warm, with a slight breeze. If I hurry, I will get the washing done. It's a perfect drying day. I still need to tidy and clean the upstairs bedrooms and the bathroom. I'm so tired at all of this work. And of course, I still need to do some shopping. After my break, I set off briskly into town. I have a list safely tucked in my bag. I must not dawdle. I turn into the high street and pass the great emporium. In the window I see a grand cabinet, which has a mangle inside. I am enthralled. Oh, how lovely that would be. It would save me hours of work. I must tell the mistress about it when she returns. A few days later, today the master is returning from his short break in Newcastle. I do hope he is in better fettle and likes the work I have done in the house. Great joy! A special delivery is coming today. The master has indicated that it is a piece of furniture. When I saw it, I started to cry. I'm not usually emotional, and I really am not upset. I'm just happy. You see, the piece of furniture was the mangle, paid for by the winnings from the races.